Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Recreation and Park Commission of April 9, 2025 at 1 p.m. Ashley, will you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Anderson?
Present.
Commissioner Hallisey?
Here.
Commissioner Louie?
Here.
Commissioner Mazzola?
Here.
Commissioner Clark Herrera?
Here.
And Commissioner Zwart will be joining us shortly, and Commissioner Wintraub has an excused absence. The San Francisco Recreation and Park Commission acknowledges that we occupy the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone peoples, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. We honor the Ramaytush Ohlone peoples for their enduring commitment to Mother Earth. As the indigenous protectors of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As stewards of parkland, we recognize our duty to honor the Ohlone through thoughtful and informed preservation and interpretation of ancestral land. As uninvited guests, we affirm their sovereign rights as First Peoples and wish to pay our respects to the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community. Good afternoon and welcome to the special meeting of the Recreation and Park Commission. Please turn off electronic devices and take any conversations outside. Public comment will be available for each item on the agenda. Unless otherwise announced by the chair, each person will have 1 minute today for public comment on each item. Comments or opportunities to speak during the public comment period are available both in person in City Hall Room 416 and remotely. Please address your comments to the commission during public comment on items. Neither the commission nor staff will respond to any questions during public comment, but the commission may ask questions of staff after public comment is closed. Public comment may also be submitted via email and U.S. mail, and please note that this commission meeting is being recorded. Lastly, just a couple of announcements. The public comment cards are over there on the table, the green cards. If you'd like to speak during public comment, it would be helpful if you filled out a public comment card and you can bring it over to me. You don't have to fill one out. And secondly, as we only have one item on the agenda today, please just keep your comment on topic if possible. I will now announce that we are on item two, Great Highway Naming Proposal.
Yes, thank you, Ashley. This is discussion and possible action to rename the Upper Great Highway located between Lincoln Way and Slope Boulevard adjacent to Ocean Beach, with options to include Fogline, Playland Parkway, Sunset Dunes, Great Parkway, and Plover Parkway. Can we have a report from staff, Jack Avery? Or did you want to say something, Bill?
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to introduce the topic and then turn it over to Jack to do the staff report. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you for being present today and for hearing this item. As we get ready to officially open San Francisco's next park on the Great Highway on Saturday, April 12th, we want to ensure the space has a name that matches its uniqueness and its beauty. San Francisco has always been a leader when it comes to parks. We were the first city in the nation to ensure that all residents live within a 10-minute walk to a park. And in some respects, this is no different. The new park along the Great Highway is the largest pedestrianization project in California history. Impressive for a dense city like ours. Of course, we understand that change is not easy, and we understand that there is angst about the impact of this park on the communities living closest to it. It is our full intention to be good neighbors, part of the community, supporting the community, helping to solve pinch points and problems that arise either now or in the future as this space takes shape. A little bit of history that I thought you'd appreciate. There are many examples of parks today that are now considered institutions, but initially were quite controversial. Our own Golden Gate Park. Back in 1870, when the state legislature first mandated the park's boundaries, many were loudly unhappy with how expansive this new park would be, occupying more than 1,000 acres in the vast west side. But today, as you know, Golden Gate Park is the city's most iconic landmark, perhaps, an enchanting park synonymous with joy in nature, receiving about 25 million visitors a year. Let's go to the other side of the country, Central Park. In 1853, the New York State Legislature authorized the creation of a 775-acre park, which would later be known as Central Park. Actually, the park is 940 acres, but maybe that was its original size. Many residents opposed the park's location in central Manhattan, criticizing its rocky, swampy terrain. However, over time, the park grew to become a vital escape for city dwellers, offering much-needed respite from urban life. Today, it sees 42 million visitors a year. A smaller park of ours, back to San Francisco, Patricia's Green. In November of 1999, 10 years after the Loma Prieta earthquake, city voters passed Proposition I, which removed a 1.5-mile stretch of the Central Freeway and funded the Octavia Boulevard plan, resulting in this beloved Hayes Valley Park. Patricia's Green is credited today with revitalizing Hayes Valley, a core source of economic development for the community, providing residents in one of the city's oldest neighborhoods with a sense of community, public art, some nature, and a play space for kids. And that's the goal with this new park at the Great Highway, creating a park along one of the most spectacular coastal stretches anywhere that San Franciscans, whether you supported Prop K or not, deeply love. So what we have been looking for, and Jack will take you through it in details, but I want to summarize the naming process and how we got here. Mm-hmm. What we're inviting you to consider, and what we as staff, in partnership with community, are striving for, is a unique and iconic park name that is clear, that contributes to creating a sense of place and a destination. Community engagement was at the heart of this naming process, and as we called it, as we named the naming contest, the Great Naming Contest, it was a really fun way to get people involved. When we solicited park name ideas, we got a lot of suggestions, actually more than 4,000 unique suggestions. Sifting through all these suggestions was no easy task, and the names ranged from inspiring to perhaps a bit wacky. I want to share some fun names that didn't make it to your agenda today. The Tan Line. The Tan Handle. Carl's Corner. Drifting Dunes. Erosion Park. And Dunes Day Park. Aside from the whimsical, there are also a lot of inspiring name ideas in addition to the ones that are before you today. The Esplanade, West Dunes, Water's Edge, the Great Walkway, Sandy Bottom, and so on. Staff carefully reviewed the names to ensure appropriateness, clarity, to ensure that they didn't reference existing parks or spaces and weren't named after people. This narrowed the list down to about 3,200 possibilities. We held a community meeting on March 18th that had 240 attendees. During this meeting, participants helped refine the choices further, ensuring names fit into three general themes: history, nature and geography, and iconic placemaking. With that guidance, staff whittled down the list to about 15 names, which filled those categories and other input we had heard during that community meeting. And we presented them to the public to review and consider and provide feedback on in a survey which took place between March 20th and April 2nd. This is the most impressive thing in my view. In that survey, which wasn't just submitting a name, but it was considering the names, the 15 names, providing some written feedback, saying which ones, which I think three people actually liked the best without ranking, but then actually ranking names based on those criteria, connection to community, connection to nature, connection to history, clarity, and iconic placemaking, potential for iconic placemaking. And out of that process are the names that you see before you on the list. And I'm very proud of our staff, Jack and Beverly and Taylor Emerson and Elton Pond, all working under the guidance of Sarah Madland. This was really thoughtful, in my view. And I'm very, very proud of them and very proud of where we are today. And I want to share one more thing, which as it relates to some next steps and some other information. So visitor data from the Great Highway Pilot Program now shows that it's the third most visited park in our system, only behind Golden Gate Park and the Marina Green, seeing some 8,000 people every weekend. You have an important but joyous task ahead of you, choosing a name that will live on for generations and be synonymous with joy and health and nature and play along the coast, but no pressure. Anyway, I want to again thank my staff and also offer a really big thank you to community members, no matter how you feel about this and how you feel about the impacts. People have exercised their voice, and from friction comes polish. And our goal is to create a joyous space for everyone that works for everyone. And our work will not stop until we feel like we have succeeded at that. Thank you. And now I'm going to give it over to Jack, who's going to walk you through in a little bit more detail the data and the process. Thanks.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Commissioners, Commission President Anderson, Commission Vice President Halsey, and Commissioners, thank you. I'm Jack Avery. I'm a Policy and Public Affairs Manager with Rec and Park, and I'm really excited to be here today to present on this item. I actually live in the Sunset, and so this is exciting for me as well. So today, before you, Commissioners, we're going to take discussion and possible action to name the city's newest park, also known as the Upper Great Highway, between Sloat and Lincoln. In my presentation today, I will start with some brief examples of similar transformative projects around the country, provide an overview of the community naming process, and then make the department's recommendation on naming to commission. So here at SF Rec and Park, we're committed to creating public places for people, and we're not alone. There's a global movement to create more public places that truly benefit people and community. Here on the slide, you can see Seoul, the Seoul Sky Garden in South Korea. This opened in 2017, and it's a former freeway that is now open as a park that provides gardens and pavilions and exhibits and other activations in the heart of Seoul. That's a pun for you, Phil. Here we have Millennium Park in Chicago. This opened in 2004, over 20 years ago, and it used to be a parking lot and a railroad, and now it's one of the top-rated tourist destinations in all of Chicago and the Midwest. And a little bit closer to home, of course, the Embarcadero. The freeway collapsed in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, allowing the revitalization of the historic ferry building, the local businesses, and our iconic waterfront. And similarly, the transformation of the Great Highway is another milestone for our city. We're creating a new 2-mile coastal park that is the largest pedestrian conversion project in California history. This park will benefit generations of residents and visitors alike who will come to enjoy our beautiful Pacific Coast. And the department believes this iconic park deserves a name that truly speaks to its historical significance, its unique natural features, its environmental restoration, and the transformation of this space for people. So here we have an overview of our community naming timeline. We launched this process on March 1st with a press conference, and it is culminating today, of course, with the commission hearing. You can see an overview of the phases. We held naming submissions March 1st through 16th, and then we held a staff meeting, or community staff led a community meeting on March 18th. And then we conducted a survey on the final 15 names from March 20th to April 2nd. And of course, we're celebrating the opening of this new park with its new name on Saturday, April 12th, and we hope to see everyone there. So for the online naming submission, the first part of this process, that was held from March 1st to March 16th, we received over 4,200 naming submissions, and we are very grateful for all the community input, all of the feedback, and all of the ideas. We had to analyze this data, and so we first removed tribute names, as we've learned that they can be challenging in recent years, and then we also removed negative and appropriate names. We also removed names for places referencing already existing parks, including Ocean Beach Park. We heard from other agencies how important it is, particularly for emergency responsiveness, to be able to have a clear distinction between the new park and Ocean Beach, which is not managed by the city but is owned by the National Park Service. Other existing places that were suggested as names that we also removed include Sunset Strip, which is in LA, Land's End, which is just up the coast, and Pelican Park, which is a port park on the east side of the city. We also removed names referencing Promenade because we have a beloved promenade in JFK Promenade in Golden Gate Park. And so after that process, we still had 3,200 naming submissions, and so we needed to get that into a more manageable amount to present at the community meeting. And so we saw these broad categories that kept recurring in the naming submissions, and those are history, nature and geography, and placemaking. And so we sorted the names the naming submissions into those categories. And for those who are unfamiliar, placemaking is this urban planning concept of rebuilding places to foster community connection, public health, and to benefit community and people. And so once we sorted the names into those categories, we still had a lot of overlap and similarity between the themes, and so we needed to distill the top themes and naming blocks, or themes and building blocks from those names to present to community. So here you can see the top themes or building blocks of the names that we distilled down from the naming submissions that we were getting ready to present at the community meeting. They're broken up into the categories provided, and as you can see, there is a little bit of overlap between the categories. We had about 8 to 10 building blocks or themes in each category, which was a great number to present at the community meeting to gather feedback on. So the community meeting was held on Tuesday, March 18th online. We had about 250 people attend, which was a really great number for a Tuesday 6 p.m. meeting. We're really grateful for all of the participation. And we were joined by community partners who helped explain these categories and these concepts to the community. So first, we took it like category by category, and so we had a community partner present on the background, and then staff presented the top themes in that background, and then we conducted a live survey on that themes in the background. So we did that for each of the categories. So for the history category, we first showed history from KQED on the Native peoples, the Ramaytush Ohlone, who lived in the area. And then we had the Western Neighborhood Project share a video on the West Side history in the 1800s and early 1900s. And then we presented the themes and held a live survey. For the nature category, we had our partners at the California Academy of Science provide a brief natural science lesson on the coast and some of the, you know, science and surrounding area. One cool thing that I learned is that the majority of sand at Ocean Beach Park actually comes down from the, I think it's the Sacramento River, from the Sierra Nevada, and gets washed out to the ocean and then pushed back by the waves onto the shore. So I thought that was very cool, and it was a really informative presentation. And then for the placemaking category, KidSafe SF presented, and they explained the concept of placemaking to those who weren't familiar with it and gave examples of placemaking, including the revitalization of the Embarcadero waterfront, Patricia Green and the Central Freeway in Hayes Valley, and JFK Promenade. And then we also shared some of the silly names that didn't totally fit into these categories that we received, like the Tan Handle, Rainbow Unicorn Sparkles, and Parky McParkface. So once the meeting was over, we had a bunch of great data from these surveys that we collected, and then we still needed to analyze it. We identified the top themes overall and the preferred themes within each of these categories. This graphic was on our website for a little over 2 weeks, so community members who didn't attend the meeting could see the results of the survey. You see the top three themes that were preferred in the community meeting were dunes, sunset, and esplanade. And then it also breaks it down by the category. For the nature category, but it was dunes, sunset, and Pacific. Under placemaking, esplanade, parkway, and line were the most popular themes. And in the history category, people liked great outside lands and oceanside. And so this is the same data, just another graph that we produced and placed on the website and shared in communications. And this just shows the top 10 themes overall, or building blocks, themes or building blocks. And of course, not all of the themes were as highly popular or rated in the meeting as others. Some notable naming themes that did not rise to the top in the community meeting were Ramatush Ohlone and Yalamu, as well as strand and playway and byway. So with that data analysis, we were then ready to start preparing for the naming survey, which we launched from March 20th to April 2nd. We first had to create a naming criteria. We had to create the rubric for the survey. And so we did that starting with the three categories that we've seen as a through line throughout this process of historical significance, connection to nature, and iconic placemaking. And then we also added to this evaluation criteria community resonance and appropriateness and clarity. And so once we had the rubric with which we were going to ask people to evaluate names in the survey, we refined the top 15 names for the survey using the themes and building blocks from the community meeting and the original naming submissions. So here is the format of the survey that we provided. The survey was held March 20th to April 2nd. We had 15 names for the community to evaluate, and they were able to select three names. Once they selected those three names, we asked them to evaluate how well the name met each of the five criteria: historical significance, connection to nature, iconic placemaking, appropriateness and clarity, and community relevance. We received almost 4,000 responses to the community survey, which is incredible. It's a little more work to fill out a survey than it is to, you know, just do a naming submission. So we're really grateful for all the people who filled out the naming survey. And we were able to analyze the data to the naming survey in two main ways. This graphic right here shows the first way that we analyzed the data. And it shows how many times each of the names were evaluated by participants in the survey. Each participant was able to evaluate up to three names, and they were also able to take the survey as many times as they wanted. And so this graphic shows which names were most highly selected, which is Sunset Dunes, Great Parkway, and Plover Parkway. This table shows the second way that we were able to evaluate the data. And this is essentially a score that we were able to calculate for each of the criteria that we asked about in the survey. We were essentially able to calculate an average score for everyone who evaluated the names in each of the criteria. So the table shows the names that were evaluated most and the names that received the highest scores. Starting with the top at Fogline, Fogline received the highest score in community residence and the highest average score, tied with Plover Parkway for highest average score. The Great Parkway was in the top three most evaluated, but did not receive one of the highest scores, but it is in this table for comparison. And then Playland Parkway received the highest historic score and the highest iconic placemaking score. Plover Parkway received the highest nature, connection to nature score, and was tied for highest average with Fogline. And Sunset Dunes received the highest score in clarity and appropriateness. So with this overview of the naming process, I want to thank you commissioners for listening to this presentation. The department is recommending to commission to discuss and take action to name the Great Highway with the following names: the Fogline, Great Parkway, Playland Parkway, Plover Parkway, and Sunset Dunes. And of course, I have to remind everyone that we're opening the park on Saturday, April 12th, and we're going to celebrate the park and hopefully its new name. This is going to be a free, family-friendly event with activities, games, live music, and cultural performances centered at Noriega and Great Highway, held from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we hope to see everyone there. With that, thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Okay. As a reminder for those of you who joined after the announcements, if you'd like to speak during general public comment, if you can fill out a green card. If not, I'll call people up after I call the green cards. And if anyone is joining us online, you can just press star 3 to raise your hand. I'll start with Matthew and then Paula. And then, as a reminder, the chair has requested you keep your comments to 1 minute today.
Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm here to speak in support of the name Sunset Dunes. The dunes are in need of stewardship. They need stewardship in order to stabilize them and to reestablish the native plant communities. Some of this work has already been implemented. A name is an identity. And the name of the park will influence the community perceptions and attitudes toward the park. The name Sunset Dunes will create a sense of identity because it embodies the ethos of the area, physically, naturally, and culturally. The name Sunset Dunes will be an enduring foundation on which to build lasting community support in the efforts to enhance and sustain the natural environment of this park now and in the years to come. A great name for a wonderful new park, Sunset Dunes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew.
Paula? There's also a timer on the in front of you.
Yeah, the first bell is 30 seconds. You still got.
Bring that down to your mouth, yeah.
My name is Paula, and I would like to invite you to join me at Sunset Dunes Park. Doesn't it just sound wonderful? Going to the Pacific Ocean and the beach is uplifting and fills you with joy. And the name should bring that same joy, and Sunset Dunes Park does that. If you choose Sunset Dunes, please add the word park so everyone will know it's a park, and maps will call it a park. I love that the name has sunset and dunes in it, words that relate perfectly to the natural features of the park. In San Francisco, sunsets mean the Pacific Ocean, where we get gorgeous sunsets. The word sunset also represents our Sunset District, which in the far western part of the city is too often ignored and forgotten by city officials and residents elsewhere. Sunset Dunes Park will remind everyone that the park is in the Sunset District and will encourage them to visit our fine restaurants and shops, as well as our new park. Please vote for Sunset Dunes Park.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Anyone else in the room with us want to speak? Come on up.
Hi there. Ben Davis with the art nonprofit Illuminate. I want to second my fellow citizens' appreciation for the name Sunset Dunes. I think it does a great job of just honoring the neighborhood and hitting the two primary benefits of the area, the fact that you can enjoy the dunes and the sunset. And just to put, you know, all polish does come from friction. I'm a little bit worried about the name Fog Line. I think I never want to go to the beach on a foggy day. And I also think that the idea of the line versus, you know, which is linear, which is the way cars move, versus the idea that you move back and forth across this the sunset and this dunes sort of extends a greater benefit. So the Sunset Dunes or Sunset Dunes Park is my strong favorite. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Come on up. If anyone else wants to speak, please just come stand near here so I can see you.
Hi, I'm Matthew Blaine. I'm just speaking on behalf of myself today, even though I'm involved with this park and very looking forward to see it open. I didn't want to comment on any of the five names, but the segment, I was kind of surprised as an East Coaster to hear parkway in the majority of the names. Because in the East Coast, a parkway is a high-speed motorway, particularly well-known by Robert Moses and his efforts to get people out of the city. I realized when I looked this up that in California, it often means things like the American River Parkway, which is much closer to what we're thinking about here. So maybe it's a faraway, nearaway thing, but just a thought on that. I'd love to hear many of the names. And if it was, you know, Plover Park instead of Plover Parkway, I think I would address that as well. So thank you and good luck with your choice. And I look forward to the opening. Even though I can't make it myself, I'll look forward to the pictures.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the room today want to speak? Okay, I'm going to move over to our commenters who are joining us virtually. If you could please unmute the first speaker. And speakers, you'll hear a chime. That means you have 30 seconds left. Caller, are you there? Okay, let's move to the next speaker and we can go back to that one at the end. Next speaker. SFGov TV, I don't know if there's an issue. We could move to the next speaker, please. Oh, she's speaking. I don't hear anything in here. Let me check. Okay, speaker, can you try again?
Okay. Hi, my name is Alyssa Nguyen, a San Francisco resident and co-leader of the group Queer Birders Bay Area. I'm calling to lend our support for the name Plover Park. You may be aware that on March 25th, a House representative proposed an amendment to the Endangered Species Act, essentially gutting the ESA, making it easier to remove endangered and threatened animals from the list, and fast-track the ability for humans to build upon and ruin the habitat of the animals we should be protecting. The snowy plover, with less than 2,500 left in the world, is a threatened species currently protected by the very ESA that we may lose. Only one name represents this moment of activism against a changing landscape in which we have to be the ones who stand up for the least among us. Please look at a photo of the plover nesting on Ocean Beach, trying to rest and recover before breeding season begins amongst the beachgoers who forget to leash their dogs in the protected areas and the changing climate they didn't cause and don't understand. We have a chance to bring awareness to an animal that was here before us and will hopefully be here for all the generations to come. Thank you for your time and for considering Plover Park as a name for this exciting new shared space for all San Franciscans, even the ones with
Thank
wings.
You. Thank you so much.
Next speaker.
Can you still, no, I know it's between speakers.
Okay, next, hello?
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioner Zach Lipton. I'm sorry I can't be there in person, but I'm out at the to-be-named park right now with a paint roller, working to get things ready for opening on Saturday, and look forward to seeing you all there. I just wanted to speak to a couple of the proposed names. I'm a big fan of the names that include great in them, which is Great Parkway and also Snowy Plover Park. Great really is a great term because it can encompass some continuity with history and keep that going while recognizing that we're creating a new place. So a name like Great Parkway, I think, works really well to reclaim that term from Robert Moses. and bring Parkway back to actually being a park. Two names, unfortunately, I need to say that I'm not quite the biggest fan of is the Fog Line. One thing we've heard a lot during the campaign and this whole process over the years is concern over that it's a foggy place and not something that people would want to come visit. And I'm out here right now. It's a glorious day. There are people everywhere enjoying it.
Thank
and
you.
I don't feel like the Fog Line quite represents it.
Thank you. Thank you.
As a reminder to the members of the public who are joining us virtually, if you didn't get a chance to speak yet, you can dial *3 to raise your hand. Next speaker. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Next one.
Hi. Sorry, just unmuted me. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. My name is Lucas Lux. I've spent the last 4 to 5 years of my life speaking to thousands of people as a volunteer for this park. And I'm also out with Zach with a shovel helping create the to-be-named park. And this space has served San Franciscans as a way to connect them to the sea since the 1870s as the Great Highway. And we are very excited, whatever name you pick, that this space will continue to connect folks to our ocean. Because this is such a large change and we've heard feelings that are very strong from people on all sides, I hope that you pick a name that will have the chance to bring people together. And I think the ways to look at that at a high level are leaning on the history with something like Great Parkway, Great Highway Park, or leaning towards the most popular names in the public surveys like Clover Park, Ocean Beach Park, something that has brought people together already. So I hope that you think that through, and I just want to add that I agree that Fog Line is it.
Thank you.
Next speaker.
Go for it. Break up.
Okay. I am against calling it the Playland Park because Playland existed from Balboa Street to Fulton Street. So geographically, Playland Park would be inaccurate. I am for Plover Park, Snowy Plover Park, because that is an endangered species and we have to make way for those good creatures to increase public knowledge about them. Thank you all. Out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I believe that was our last online speaker. Is there anyone in the room that didn't get a chance to speak? Okay, seeing no further speakers or raised hands, public comment is closed.
All right, commissioners, did anyone want to say anything? I'm going to speak last. Phil, did you want to take your name off the list?
I don't think my name is on the list.
Yeah,
I see it.
I see it.
Okay. Oh.
Commissioner Mazzola, please.
Thank you. So before I vote on a name, I want to make a short statement about how we got here. And I need to voice my displeasure regarding the process that took place leading up to today. I do realize that this board had nothing to do with Proposition K being on the ballot. But as a lifelong resident of the West Side, I feel the way this was forced on the residents of Districts 1, 4, and 7 was completely unfair. I was and still am against closing the Great Highway. Prop K should never have been a citywide vote. Of course, people that live in the other districts voted to close it. It doesn't affect their traffic. It's not in front of their houses. So I go into this vote today not feeling excited or proud. Instead, I feel pressured to name something I never wanted in the first place. And a supermajority of the West Side feels the exact same way I do. So I'll vote for a name today because I have a job to do as a commissioner, but I just wanted to speak up for the thousands of people that are upset at the process that got us here today. So in saying that, I would like to make a motion.
Would you be so kind as to let the other commissioner speak and then I'll let you make the first motion?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Sonia Clark Carrera.
Hi. 30,000 people
voted over the majority to open this park. It may not be the perfect time or the perfect area to do it, but we don't have that choice. The voters, like Larry just said, the voters did it. So this is what we're doing. And I have made tons of calls looking around to see what these names mean and how they represent stuff. And I've talked to people mostly between the ages of 20 and 27. And they all vote for Fogline because they think that it's cool to be in the fog and like the High Line, you know? I think that it's a younger version. I find that a great response. I don't know why people don't like it. I guess because I've only lived here for 25 years. I didn't realize people took fog negatively. I love Carl. You can't turn me against him. But then I also think like each one of these names has beautiful, like the bringing up of the bird that's endangered. I never even thought about how that would educate our community about the bird, right? I was like, what's this bird? So I think those are beautiful concepts that everybody's brought up today that I wasn't thinking of. I mean, obviously there's some beautiful names here. You know, the Sunset Dunes is really pretty. It has, I think you eloquently said that, you know, it brings together something from the west side and something that you get to see at the beach, and it kind of tells you where to go. So I like hearing that. I've heard a lot of different things from a lot of people, and I'm still open-minded to listen to my fellow commissioners on what they think would work. I just wanted to go ahead and say what I felt. And after talking to, I don't know, maybe 30 to 35 people about this, I think that everybody's excited, no matter what we do, to give this a name. And I know it's an inconvenience, and I know this isn't a perfect process, but it is going to be what we've just been shown by Phil, our fearless leader. In 10, 20 years, everybody will be like, I'm glad that that commission did that. I'm glad that that vote did that. I'm glad that that happened. So I just want to stay positive, and I want to feel like we're listening to everybody. And 3,400 votes, I think, means we're listening to anybody who wanted to talk. So I just feel really grateful to the staff about the process. I think that when you looked at their data, you can see that these people really refined their data and looked at the different ways to evaluate it. And I just feel very proud of the process. So whatever we all decide today, I'm going to be perfectly behind, and I'm going to be a big cheerleader for. Thank you for my time.
Thank you so much, Sonia. Benita Louie.
So I'd be remiss to not make a comment. I appreciate our work. I know as commissioners for this department, we take our role very seriously. We listen to a lot of public comment, and there's been a ripple effect. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to name the park. And people think that as a commissioner, we kind of rubber stamp, you know, when we sit in these seats, but we don't. We take it very seriously. And I want to thank the department. A lot of people have put in a lot of work to get here. We're not questioning how we got here. We have to name this park because the staff that needs to go out there and get their work order every day needs a name of where to go. You have to name the park. And we can't ignore the narrative, I understand. But I think the traffic and things like that that have come up after the election, that is referred to a different department that operates traffic, correct? So going forward, I appreciate the contest. The data that has been shown, and today we are going to name this park.
Thank you so much, Vanita. Joe Hallisey.
Thank you, Kat. I am fully behind Playland Parkway. And I know that last caller said that it didn't apply because Playland was situated between Balboa and Funston, which is true. It was on the site of the Safeway at the beach. But I'm talking about the entire neighborhood here. And Jack, by the way, your presentation was fantastic. Regardless of the way it goes today, you did your work, and I salute you for that. Jack touched on that Likert scale, the five criteria. Playland Parkway finished first in historical significance, first in the iconic category, and second in community relevance. Anyone that grew up in San Francisco in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s had the opportunity to visit Playland at the beach, and many, if not all, did. I keep hearing the word joy associated with this project. I've heard it for a week now. No neighborhood provided more joy to the youth of San Francisco for almost 50 years than that outer Richmond neighborhood, because Playland at the beach was there. Now, I know many of the people that had the benefit of going there are gone now, but I think that it's even more of a reason to salute that bit of history in our city. And actually, Playland at the beach was there before the Great Highway. The Great Highway came in 1929, and Playland at the beach started in 1926. So I am fully behind Playland Parkway, and I appreciate everybody's input here today from not only the speakers here in person, but those that chimed in online. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other commissioners? All right. Well, I like my colleagues here, have been thinking about this for a long time, in fact, losing sleep over it, because it really is such an important duty that we have. And I'm delighted to hear from each of my colleagues, thank you so much, that we're all here to do our duty today. I did do a little research, and I wrote a little something up. I thought there were going to be a lot more people here, so I'm mainly just kind of reading this into the record, I think. But I wanted to mark what an historic day this is with some context. Economic growth, cultural development, social change, a significant rise in consumerism, technological advancements, and a cultural renaissance, particularly in urban areas. These were the hallmarks of the post-pandemic 20s, the 1920s. In 1929, we were coming to the end of the economically successful Roaring 20s, a time of optimism and fun and investment following the devastation of World War I and the Spanish flu. In 1929, two persons with grand visions came together to plan a space that would expand the boundaries of San Francisco, the Great Highway. This construction ushered in the stepped-up use of the automobile for exploration at about the same time that Ford Motor Company introduced the Model A, a vehicle that was rolling off assembly lines at prices that were more affordable to the working class. Today, with benefit of hindsight, we know that the automobile was critical to expanding the boundaries of our existence, even defining what civilization means. I see that time as humans turning outward for growth and answers. Now in 2025, we are again in the post-pandemic world. But the exuberance of those bygone roaring 20s eludes us. Rather, we are still contending with our COVID-19 losses. Social change is marked by weaponized politics and polarization, and our communities are burdened by the negative effects of climate change. Today it is not the affordable automobile and the proliferation of roadways that is helping us to expand our horizons. Rather, we seem to be confronting our humanity, our purpose, the nature of our existence. We are putting ourselves out in nature and contemplating what it means. In these times, I see that so many of us have turned inward. There is a growing movement in our country and even in other parts of the world to reclaim spaces for Mother Nature and those who wish to commune with her. Initiatives like the 10-Minute Walk campaign aim to ensure all urban residents have access to high-quality parks within a 10-minute walk. Additionally, projects such as the Atlanta Beltline, the Chicago 606 Trail, and the High Line in Manhattan transform former industrial sites into vibrant green spaces, enhancing urban environments. In San Francisco, concerned citizens have put themselves on the line to reclaim space, not a popular move with a lot of other equally concerned citizens. And I want to acknowledge the very real concerns of those who object to the Great Highway being closed. These are tough questions that the community has been grappling with. And even with an election, one cannot immediately be certain that the right outcome was achieved, but time will tell. So here we are in this commission meeting following a vote not of our making, taking on the duty that is ours, and that is to name a park. We commissioners do not take this duty lightly. This reclaimed space was a roadway for about 100 years. It might be parklands again for another 100 years, maybe longer. The responsibility to name it is awesome. We will consider place, history, community, nature, and culture, and we will deliberate to select a name that is respectful of these themes and which will endure. Thank you, everyone, for riding along with me. I would like to consider nominations, and I believe that that's okay. That's all right. Thank you. We will have another commissioner joining us in a minute, but I would like to take nominations for a name. And Commissioner Mazzola, would you like to open the nominations?
Sure. I'm going to go off the list of the five, and I'm sure I'm not going to get a second, but I'd like to nominate the name Reopen the Great Highway Park.
All right, let's have discussion on that. Would you like to lead your discussion?
No.
Madam Chair, I think it requires a second before there's discussion.
Good call.
Any seconds? All right, well, thank you for that,
Mr.
Mazzola.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Hallisey, would you like to nominate a name?
I would. I would like to nominate Playland Parkway.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, let's have a discussion about Playland Parkway. Do you have more to say than what you already said?
I've already made my presentation.
Okay.
I have a question. Would you consider, like the gentleman stated earlier, Playland Park instead of Playland Parkway?
Yes, I would.
I don't know if that changes anybody's mind, but...
Well, one of our... people that commented in person was talking about what a parkway is back east. I really don't care what goes on back east.
Yeah.
And have no control of what goes on back east. I'm only concerned about what's happening here, but I would go for Playland Park as well.
All right. The friendly amendment has been accepted.
Very good point.
Okay.
We are now deliberating over the name of Playland Park.
Commissioners, you can have a further discussion. You can also nominate something else, and I can take.
Can I ask a question about this?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. So I did read everything, of course, from that you had shared, and have learned a ton. But I just learned more from my fellow commissioner here about why that is such a calling and such a nod to something. So I don't think that I'd come in here thinking that that was something that I was looking forward to, but now I can see why it would work. And I do like the spin on it with park instead of parkway. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know how we do this, but I just think that, you know, reflecting on it, and then we say, what was Playland? Well, Playland was the first place that they had here, just like with the bird was the first, you know. So I really think that that's interesting. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, very good. Get that.
Okay. I'm going to continue to take nominations for names. We will discuss them all, and then we will vote. Okay?
Do we need another proposal for just Playland Park?
I have Playland Park. We're good with that. Is there a commissioner that would like to nominate a second option for us to consider? Yes, Sonia.
So thank you. So I still really like the fog line, and I think that's because my kids are still young and still go to the beach and love that, like, thought and that context. Like, that's their spot. You know, they have their events there. They do their stuff. I think it also puts us in line with Atlanta and Chicago and New York with our lines, you know, doing something. I just feel like that has a future-oriented perspective on it. I know that's not the most glamorous thing to think, go to the fog, but it is what we do. We go to the fog, and our kids love it. And they grow up here thinking that that's a great thing, and that's their thing about their city is their weather. So I would like to put that out as a thought for a name.
Thank you, Sonia. Do I have a second for the fog line? Okay, I have a second. All right. So, Brianna, what we're doing is we're taking nominations, and they might be seconded or they may not, and we'll come up with a group of names. Is there anyone else? I'm going to nominate something. Is there anyone else that would like to nominate a name?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to nominate Sunset Dunes. Simply Sunset Dunes, for a variety of reasons. For me, the top reasons are because the work of our department was so thorough, and in looking at the park, looking at the staff report, we had over 1,900 people in the community engagement process rate Sunset Dunes as their first choice, and it was by far the leader over Great Parkway, Plover Parkway, Pacific Dunes. I also like it that in the conceptual phase, when people were thinking about themes and building blocks, two of the three themes were dunes and sunset. I myself have been out there many times. I made sure I went out there recently to take a look at it. It's very duney, and there's dune restoration projects going out there, and I saw children playing on the dunes, and that just made my heart go pitty-pat anytime I see children out enjoying nature. I think right on. And in my opinion, Sunset is a more magnetizing name, a very attracting name than Fogline, although I do like the serendipity of Fogline. I would just like to feature Sunset Dunes as a preference. Do I have a second? Thank you, Commissioner Zwart.
Okay, commissioners. If there are no further nominations, I'll just remind you that you have three nominations: Playland Park, the Fog Line, and Sunset Dunes. President Anderson, would you like me to start with a roll call vote on any of those?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to do each one separately?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, start with number one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, please, Vanita.
Can we vote on more than one?
I think we have to vote on all of them.
We do rank choice.
Oh.
San Francisco, after all.
Can we vote on all of them?
I think we have to do an up and down vote on each name.
I mean, I don't know. Can you vote on more than one?
Well, we can take a vote on all of the motions. But I think, let's say, for instance, if we do Playland Park first and it passes, then
we won't get to the other ones. So.
then take a roll call on that. Okay. So our city attorney is suggesting that you do a show of hands per each name, and whichever one has the most, I start with a roll call on that one.
Okay.
So basically, whichever one is your top choice,
so you can only
show me.
One.
No, we'll just vote on the one that has the most support initially. Is that how you'd like to do it?
Sure.
Okay. So if your top choice is Playland Park, of the three, Playland Park, the Fog Line, and Sunset Dunes, if your favorite one is Playland Park, raise your hand.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Your favorite one.
No, it's okay.
So there's three. So if one gets eliminated, do we start that process again?
We're not doing that part yet. What we're doing is how we're going to vote on the first one. So keep in mind what your favorite one is.
Of the three choices.
And then we're going to go into actually voting on it.
I can vote in any order you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Playland Park is your favorite of the three, please raise your hand. Okay. If the Fog Line is your favorite of the three, please raise your hand. If Sunset Dunes is the favorite of your three, please raise your hands. Okay. So I'm going to start with Sunset Dunes. If that doesn't pass, I'll move on to Playland Park and then the Fog Line. Okay? All right. So on the motion to name what is now the Great Highway, the Sunset Dunes.
I think the name is Sunset Dunes, not Sunset, the Dune. Sunset Dunes, but...
Sunset Dunes,
not the...
Isn't that what I said? Oh, I said the. Okay. On the motion to name it Sunset Dunes, Commissioner Halsey.
No.
Commissioner Clark Herrera. Yes. Commissioner Louie.
Yes.
Commissioner Mazzola.
No.
Commissioner Zwart.
Yes.
And Commissioner Anderson.
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
We have a new park named Sunset Dunes. Thank you, everyone.
Clarification?
Yes.
Is it just Sunset Dunes? Or is it Sunset
That's right.
Dunes Park?
It's just Sunset Dunes.
Why? Do you want to add something? We're still open for... No. We're all here.
Thank you. I think the vote ended. Sorry. All right.
So the other two motions I can...
Do we have any loose ends to tie up before I ask for adjournment?
We do not. Thank you, everybody.
Commissioner Anderson?
Yes.
First of all, congratulations, commissioners, and great job. And this is a very exciting moment, no matter what anyone's personal favorite or preference was. We are very excited to welcome this new space. And I want to share one thing. I mean, there were some really interesting discussion and important discussion about the history of Playland. And there was interesting discussion about the significance of the snowy plover. There are certainly ways in which your staff can honor those spaces, you know, the history and nature through interpretive signage and through exhibits in the space to bring those themes to life. So I think this conversation certainly was really helpful and valuable for us as we think both about the short-term and long-term planning of the space and what to highlight. You know, part of our role in placemaking and in park creation is to interpret and to share and to tell stories. You can expect that those stories will be told.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. All right, can I have a motion and a second to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned at 2:05 p.m.
Thank you
for everyone who participated.